This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As U.S. armed forces build up for a possible war against Iraq, the Bush administration foreign policy team is working on plans for a post-Saddam Hussein regime. One aim is to quickly take over Iraq's oil fields to make sure they continue to produce and pay for the reconstruction of the country. And the Bush administration is planning for a potentially long-term military presence to ensure security. An idea that American officials have rejected is setting up an interim government or government in exile before any attempt to remove Saddam Hussein from power. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There were some in the Bush administration, in the vice president's office and the Pentagon, who wanted to see Iraqi exiles get ready to fill a power vacuum should Saddam Hussein be toppled. That's an argument still made by Entified Kanbar of the Iraqi National Congress.
We should have it ready. We should have seats in this government for people inside Iraq, and we should have this government put on the ground as soon as we have a foothold on Iraqi soil liberated.
But with Iraqi exiles still squabbling about their next meeting, the White House has decided not to encourage an interim administration. Many analysts who have been churning out proposals for a post-conflict Iraq seem to agree Washington should not depend too heavily on exiles. Patrick Clawson wrote on the subject for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
My suspicion is that the leader of the post-Saddam Iraq is more likely to come from somebody inside the country rather than somebody outside. But we're only going to be able to know that after Saddam's heavy hand is lifted.
Like administration officials, Clawson argues much will depend on how the conflict plays out.
We don't know until Saddam is actually overthrown what's going to be the post-Saddam scenario. It depends a lot on whether or not Saddam's overthrown in a bloody and lengthy war, or whether Saddam is overthrown with the active cooperation of large parts of the Iraqi military. It's going to be situation-dependent.
That makes planning for a post-Saddam Hussein regime all the more difficult. President Bush's foreign policy advisors are working on ambitious plans to administer the country. State Department officials insist this won't be a repeat of Afghanistan, and there will be no need to build institutions from the ground up. As one official put it, Iraq has a ready-made engine for rebirth, its vast oil reserves. The Pentagon has drawn up plans to secure the oil fields quickly, and there are plans for a strong, perhaps long-term, U.S. military presence. Rachel Bronson of the Council on Foreign Relations agrees this is needed, but warns there are drawbacks to this scenario.
That does look an awful lot like taking over the country. And unless you have a strong public diplomacy campaign and a clear vision mapped out about where you're going, it will look like a takeover of Iraq, and we will meet a lot of resistance.
One of her colleagues at the Council on Foreign Relations put it another way.
As you approach this problem, you have to consider both the issues of nation busting and nation building.
Retired General William Nash argues there should be a quick transition to a civilian administrator, perhaps from the United Nations. That's an idea the Bush administration is floating, backing away from previous talk of a U.S. military administration. Nash, a former U.N. administrator in Kosovo, says the Kosovo model could be useful for the short term in Iraq before new leaders emerge.
It's possible and obviously much more difficult because of size and the nature of the conflict that'll bring about an outside administration. The good faith efforts of the international community, especially if it's seen as a non-imperialistic endeavor, I think would bring reasonable support over time.
But Iraqi opposition figure Entified Kanbar says a UN administration is out of the question.
Can anybody imagine that the great nation of Iraq, the oldest civilization, this huge nation with great resources, can be run and managed by United Nations? This is not going to work.
The U.S. would have to launch a major lobbying effort at the U.N. for such an undertaking. A senior State Department official says talks on Iraq's future with key Security Council member Russia have not gone into such detail. So for now, a U.N. or other civilian administrator is one idea among many being kicked around in Washington. Some analysts fear the Bush administration's planning for the day after Saddam Hussein is lagging far behind the Pentagon's war plans. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.